Now that's love. You do anything and everything for your pets. And at Pets at Home, so do we. Whether it's expert advice, veterinary care, or grooming, more people trust us with their pets than anyone else. We're all for pets. To verify, visit petsathome.com/allforpets.
You could be £10,000 richer just in time for summer. Enter now at winplus.co.uk. Great prizes, real winners, 18 plus, GB only, T's and C's apply.
What do you give the dad who has everything? Something from Aldi, where else? Which cheapest supermarket 2024? How about a juicy rump steak to say well done, Dad? A bottle of Highland Ale blended Scotch whiskey? Or a spicy, specially selected golden rum, maybe? Aldi, you'd have to go much farther for better Father's Day value.
Searching for a holiday? Here's an idea. Don't type cheap flights to wherever into your browser. You know you do it. Search Kayak instead. Let us do the finding for you. All the great flight deals from hundreds of travel sites, all in one place. Go on, do it, do it! Listen to the waves, they're calling your name. Not literally, obviously, unless your name is... Kayak, Kayak! You're thinking about it, aren't you? Search Kayak and go see for yourself.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
From Global's newsroom at 6, two teenagers have been sentenced for killing an 80-year-old man in a park in Leicester. Bim Coley was attacked whilst he was walking his dog just yards from his own home last September. His daughter Susan has spoken outside court.
I believe on that day, the two teenagers made a choice. The teenager boy chose to attack my dad, and the girl chose to film him being attacked. They knew what they were doing.
A 15-year-old boy will serve 7 years in custody, while a 13-year-old girl has been handed a 3-year youth rehabilitation order. President Trump says he has invited Chinese President Xi to visit the US during a phone call between the two leaders. Trade negotiations between the US and China stalled shortly after they agreed to reduce their tariff rates last month. Unite has warned the Birmingham bin strikes could last until December after workers voted to continue industrial action. Strikes began in January after the council told staff they could face pay cuts of up to £8,000. The council has previously claimed it's put forward a fair and reasonable offer. And eligibility for free school meals is being expanded to 500,000 more children in England. From September 2026, the scheme will extend to all households on universal credit, regardless of their income.
Sport.
England manager Serena Wiegmann believes the team will cope without three of their most experienced players at the Women's Euros. Millie Bright ruled herself out this week, while Mary Earps and Fran Kirby both retired from international football. Lauren James has been included. Russell Martin says he wants quick success at Rangers after signing a 3-year contract to become head coach. It's the former Scotland defender's first job since he was sacked by Southampton in December. And England opening batter Phil Salt will miss the T20 cricket series with the West Indies following the birth of his child. He's been given paternity leave, ruling him out of the 3 matches, the first of which is in Durham tomorrow.
Weather.
With eBay. Find the right parts for your vehicle by entering your reg.
Some showers overnight for much of the UK with a low of 4 degrees. Rain clearing eastwards in the morning with a mixture of sunshine and showers in the afternoon. A high of 20 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Cinta Templeton.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thang.
Radio X.
Yeah, the rain's going to be a bit clint, you know what I mean? Heading eastward. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the 4 till 7 thing on Radio X. Smack bang on 4 minutes past 6 o'clock, Thursday, June the 5th. Oh, it's the weekend, isn't it?
Yeah.
Everyone's got Friday tomorrow. No, the office will be empty. Actually, it won't be, because they've got the Jingle Bell Ball coming up, and they'll be really, really busy. Because it's only 2 more sleeps.
Yeah.
And they're all,
Busy, busy, busy.
But ladies and gentlemen, a lot of you have got tomorrow off, and know you've got that Thursday feeling, which used to be the Friday feeling, which is now the Thursday feeling, because you're just going to be pretending to work tomorrow. Anyway, here's what we've got in this, the third and final hour of this evening's 4 till 7 thing. I've got more of your helmet hair. I saw a guy with a hairy helmet come past on his bike, and it was a real hairstyle. I've noticed more and more of these. So I've just been asking, what are the hairstyles you would like? Someone says, crash helmet, Frank Sidebottom's face on the back, so he's driving away. That'd be really weird. Someone else just says, Pat Butcher with earrings.
Oh,
beauty, such a funny idea. Actually, she's got hair not unlike Trump.
It's true.
It's Trump's got
it's
hair like Pat
thicker.
Butcher.
No, thicker.
It is thicker, but Trump's got hair like Pat Butcher.
It is, yeah. It is. It's a side parting strawberry
you
blonde.
You got Pat Butcher on your head. You got Pat Butcher. When he comes to Britain in September, let's
that's
all
what
sing
the
that.
Song should be.
We'll all have pictures of Pat Butcher. That'd be hilarious. Loads of everyone with pictures of Pat Butcher.
She's a great lady.
She's great face, but you know. Okay, we've also got dinner party chit-chat tonight. Influencers, more like parasites.
Okay.
More like parasites. Ooh, there's flowers on that building. I'll pretend I live there.
Jeez.
And, ladies and gentlemen, Harry will be painting the town red.
What town?
Brixham. That's what town. That's coming up as well. It's our pet town. This is Kasabian Fire right here on Radio X. Hey, relax back and got this. We'll take it from here.
Radio X.
Take me tonight, I'm an easy lover. Take me into the fight, and I'm an easy brother. And I'm on fire. Burn my sweet effigy, I'm a on the wheel, I wanna taste of her, and I'm on fire, and I'm on fire,
I'm on fire.
till 7 fan.
Radio X.
My favourite game. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the 4 till 7 thing on Radio X. I'm proud to say that this week's pet town is Brixham. It's not in Cornwall. It's nearby in Devon, which I suppose a lot of people see because of its proximity to Cornwall and the tensions there and the feeling they might get as sort of like Britain's Ukraine. Anyway, Harry's going to go there now because he's going to paint that town red.
Paint the town red.
Harry. I'm excited about this week. We can, me and Sunta, me and Gav can all sit back and just enjoy the show. We really can. And, and no, you very much got this. Harry, tell us about Brixham. First of all, can you clear up this fish town, meat town, or whatever it is?
It's just known as Fish Town.
Is it?
Because they've got a Facebook group and it's called Brixham Fish Town. And it's the biggest one in the area.
Wow. Okay. But it is a fishing town.
It is a fishing town.
Okay.
There's boats, there's all of it. I'm about to get onto all of that stuff.
Okay, do watch the TV show Fish Town, though, to see this landlady.
Mm-hmm.
Who every... I just buy cheap now, because it all gets nicked. Everything gets nicked.
Out of the B&B.
Is this a recent thing? Is it really old? The show, the reality show?
I don't know.
Oh.
Interesting.
I don't know.
Interesting.
It's just on.
It sounds really 80s.
Is it on Dave?
Right. It's anyway, on one of those channels, isn't it?
Can I just say, we're in Brixham, right? It's the English Riviera, okay. South Devon. And right. We're going to start off with the letter R, which stands for recommendations. It's time to step back in time, my hearties.
Oh,
God. Let's jump aboard Brixham's treasure.
Arr.
The Golden Hind.
This is more like
yes.
it.
The Golden Hind, you say?
I hear say the Golden Hind is in port.
That's what me hear say.
That's I
don't,
my throat.
But Harry, stop. Don't tarry.
I can't keep that voice going.
Tarry not.
The full-size replica of Sir Francis Drake's Tudor galleon on the south coast is in Brixham. Fun activities on board include...
I think they've got a few of them on the south coast.
I was going to say, is it a replica?
Because I'm sure I've seen one in...
full-size one, Gavin.
I'm sure I've seen one in... Is it Weymouth?
Well, as we learnt in the quiz yesterday, there's one on the south bank.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
So there's quite a few replicas.
Okay, nice. I tell you something, though. It's tiny.
Yep. Well,
that's
not
really
that tiny.
About it.
Right. Not that tiny because you've got five decks, and one of the main activities to do on board is to hunt for the mischievous skeletons who have infested the ship. So you need to scour above and below those five decks to win a prize.
Right. Yes, and you get a prize. Yes.
Pre-booking is not necessary.
Ooh.
Yes.
Very good. Set that on the website.
I don't like that.
No?
That's a bad sign, isn't
that's
it?
That's a bad sign.
That's like no one's in the restaurant.
Oh, don't worry about it. There's no need to book. It'll be quiet.
It'll be easy.
Any time of year, that's going to be quiet.
Okay. If you want to honour a very different kind of oceanic vessel, then there's the Vigilance. And what's that? You
what is submarine?
What is that, Harry?
No, it's the Wetherspoons.
Oh, sorry.
It's a very cool Wetherspoons. Cool.
Mind
it's
you,
named
you
after.
If you're in there for long enough, the floor does rock back and forth, doesn't it?
Yeah. No, but it is actually named after a
human capacity to watch things?
No.
All right.
It's named after a historic sailing ketch built by Uppams in 1926.
Oh,
it's the last sailing trawler built without an engine relying solely on sails.
Well,
how did that go?
Yeah.
Well, it's a pub now.
I love a catch.
Dead tech.
Hmm.
Next up is letter E, which stands for entertainment.
Right, what's going on?
Yes.
If fiddle and accordion players dressed up as pirates sounds like your cup of tea.
No.
Boy, are you in for a treat.
Okay.
Because tonight, at the Buller's Arms, is International Four-Piece Bow Creek. They'll be bringing you all the very finest in stomping folk, sea shanties, Irish and Americana.
Hey, I've just realised. No, it was Brixham where I saw the Golden Eye because I know the Buller's Arms.
There you go.
Because a friend of mine is a comedian, used to have a character called Buller, and I took a picture of the pub to send to him.
That explains it all.
Yes.
You talk about Ricky Grover?
Yes. No, it's horrible, Brixham.
Is it one of those pubs?
Riviera.
No, it's really horrible. It's like one of those places that you think the moment, even one day out of the season with a bit of rain, this place would make me feel like just leaping off the harbour wall.
Okay. Good stuff. Okay, well, talking about those walls and the coast...
No, it's... Harry.
Go on.
Well, I mean, the only thing that you could remain positive about in Brixham is you're not in Cornwall.
That's true, yeah.
Okay, well, next weekend is the start of the 2025 English Riviera Walking Festival.
Mm.
Oh.
Yes, 9 days
Walking festival.
Yeah, over 20 walks available and they're guided as well, some of them, along the southwest coast path.
Brixham's lovely.
Lovely. There's Agatha Christie walks, chocolate and gin walks, wine, crimes and sea shanty walks as well. All just a flavour of the themes available for this year's festival.
Wine and crimes.
Yeah, all of it.
Tick, tick.
Anyway, finally,
D
is for does it have a domino?
It doesn't have a domino.
No, not a chance.
It does, definitely.
No.
Definitely. What?
It doesn't. No.
I tell you what it has got. What? A shed load of fish and chip shops.
I've got
millions.
Town Red with Harry.
Something stopped me, dead in my tracks. was headed for disaster, and then I turned back. I was wrestling with the coat hanger. Can you guess who won? The universe shrugged, shrugged then moved on. It's a guess, no idea. It's a feeling, not a voice in my head. Just a feeling. And by the way, ashamed I was selling the rights. I took a breather and decided not to ruin my life. I was conforming to a cosmic design. I was playing to type until I walked back to the garden of earthly delights. I was born to perform. It's a calling. I exist to do this. Shouting and pouring. And by the way, it's my kind come alive. By the way, this time I'll get it right. Oh, no one will ever understand it, and no one will ever have the last word, because it's not something you could ever say. It's a guess, no idea. It's a feeling, not a voice in my head. Just a feeling. And by the way, oh, it's my kind
I'm Johnny Bourne. It is 23 minutes past six. Ladies and gentlemen, around this time every week, I say to you, get me a Pet Town caller now. 83936. Nominate yourself. If you live in Brixham, if you've lived in Brixham, if you holiday there every year, we don't mind that either. That's quite a good perspective.
As long as you know the place. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
Vaguely.
Yeah.
I mean, even the people who live there don't seem to know it sometimes, judging by the text we get in, which I describe as actually hate-laden. Yeah. So, 83936, if you know Brixham, you love Brixham, you hate Brixham, you've been to Brixham, you holiday in Brixham, you live in Brixham, you've got a holiday home in Brixham, you've driven through it a number of times, it's local. If you do live there, and you're born and bred, so much the better. 83936. 83936. Get in touch with us and be our Pet Town correspondent tomorrow. Utterly live on this very show, the 4 till 7 thing. All we need to know good pub to go to, yeah, as outsiders. Mm-hmm. A great pub for a Sunday lunch, a decent gastro pub. Obviously, any other historical stuff we need to know about, good places to visit, why we should go to Brixham, where we should avoid in Brixham, like a pub we shouldn't go to. Also, a decent curry house, a decent Chinese takeaway, and, of course, a fish and chip shop that you prefer out of the many that are there, which I know from watching...
That'll be tough competition.
That's going to be tough, that one, yeah.
Yeah.
Most importantly, Gav will conclude proceedings by asking you if there was ever or is still a crummy nightclub. It will be crummy because all local nightclubs are, but they're a lot of fun, right, Gav?
Sure.
And they certainly have some fun names. So that's it. Very easy, and a lovely little chat we'll have tomorrow. 83936, get in touch, please.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 fan. Radio X.
Warning, Domino's delivers quicker than you think. 25 minutes on average. You won't have time to put the kids to bed, stack the dishwasher, or find inner peace. You've been warned. Hot and fresh in 25 minutes on average.
Domino!
Based on UK delivered orders, October 23 to March 25. Delivery times not guaranteed.
Switching broadband providers. What a faff. Do it next week, week after, or next year. But what if it was actually easy? Suddenly. Switch to Virgin Media's lightning-fast broadband and we'll handle the whole process for you. That's smooth, faff-free switching. Virgin Media. See what you can do. Switch today at virginmedia.com. New customers, Virgin Fiber areas, subject to restrictions and credit check. No setup fee, online only. Terms apply.
Hey, Mum. So, you know we met Zara, my financial advisor? Yeah, from St. James's Place. Well, she drafted our plan so you can get that bungalow near me. Oh, and Sam, that lovely carer we found, will drop in. And I can bring over my signature shepherd's pie. Oi!
Big decisions call for invaluable advice. Visit St. James's Place to find your one-to-one financial advisor. St. James's Place Wealth Management PLC is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. SJP approved 19th of Feb 25.
This isn't just a train seat.
It's saving money for the things you enjoy most. Get cheap train tickets to London, Liverpool and Birmingham.
Pay less. Do more.
With London Northwestern Railway.
The Škoda SUV Showcase event is now on, featuring the Škoda Kamiq, Karoq and Kodiaq. Three confident SUVs, all crammed with character, created with commitment. Carefully crafted for curbs, the country and carrying kids to karate. And now with £500 off Kamiq and £1,000 off Karoq and Kodiaq. Come quickly to a Škoda retailer between the 19th of May and the 9th of June for a closer look. Customers saving including VAT applied to on-the-road price on retail invoice. Retail customers only. Offer cannot be claimed retrospectively. T's and C's apply. Participating retailers only.
Here we go. 2 pints of neck oil. So, weekend plans?
Well, there's this new shed that I've got my eye on. It's everything I've ever wanted.
Okay. Or we stick our neck out, take a ferry to Estonia, go clubbing, meet a coven of goths, summon something ancient by mistake, run for our lives, and then wait out in a local pub while it all quietens down.
Yeah, but this shed's got a sash window.
Stick your neck out. Beavertown. Never normal. Visit drinkaware.co.uk. Enjoy Beavertown beer responsibly.
At Morrison's, for this week's fresh weekly specials, save a third on our cod loin. Now £16 per kilo. We'll save you the trouble of battling treacherous seas, howling winds and driving rain, so you can have the perfect golden battered cod for dinner. Fresh from Market Street. Majority of stores subject to availability. Excludes online and Morrison's Daily. Was £24 per kilo. Ends 8th of June.
Radio X.
Kick off with the Chris Miles Show tomorrow morning from 6:30.
Hi, it's Chris Miles here. I've never actually admitted this, but every time this plays out on Johnny Vaughan's show, as it's playing out right now, I am currently having a bath with Peter Andre. I'll tell you more about that tomorrow morning on the Chris Miles Show. Be listening when you wake up. Pass the soap, Peter.
Check the latest travel info at radiox.co.uk.
Radio X.
Right, that's it. Come on, lights out. You've got a test tomorrow.
Just 2 minutes. I'm about to reach the next level.
It's going off now.
Yeah, whatever.
Let's see. Where's the app? Oh, here it is. Ha.
What? How?
Oh, no. You're out. Better luck next time.
Mom!
It's game over for late nights on school nights. EE Wi-Fi controls help you get them off the Wi-Fi and into bed. More parents are choosing EE Broadband, the UK's fastest growing broadband provider.
To verify, see ee.co.uk/claims.
Johnny Vaughan. Radio X.
a bit on a string. Tracy Island, time traveling diamond. Could a sheep heartache come to find you for in some velvet morning? Years too late, she's a silver lining. Lone Ranger riding through an open space in my mind. When she's not right there beside me, I go crazy, cause here isn't where I wanna be. And satisfaction feels like a distant memory, and I can't help myself. All I wanna ever say is, are you mine? Well, are you mine? Are you mine? Are you mine? All I guess what I'm trying to say is, I need the deep end. Keep imagining meeting, wished away. Entire lifetime's unfair, we're not somewhere. Misbehaving for days, great escape. Lost track of time and space. She's a silver lining, climbing on my desire. And I go crazy, cause here isn't where I wanna be. And satisfaction feels like a distant memory. And I can't help myself, all I wanna ever say is, are you mine? Well, are you mine? Ways. So in case I'm mistaken, I just wanna hear you say you got me, baby. Are you mine? She's a silver lining, Lone Ranger riding through an open space. In my mind, when she's not right there beside me, I go crazy, cause here isn't where I wanna be. And satisfaction feels like I'm just a memory. And I can't help myself, all I wanna hear her say is, are you mine? Well, are you mine?
Arctic Monkeys, Are You Mine? It's time for Dinner Party Chit Chat, Influencers Special. Oh. First up, every morning, ladies and gentlemen, and this is our first discussion point, is do you enjoy smoothies? What's your smoothie of choice? Do you actually think they're healthy or not? Or is it just a load of sugar? Some people say as long as it's the first thing you put in your body just, it's so good for you. Yeah. But you can't put it on top of anything else, it's, that just turns to sugar. Mm. Anyway, what's this got to do with influencers? I'll tell you. Britons are going bananas for bananas as homemade smoothies and milkshakes grow in popularity. This is down to influencers, they're saying.
Right.
Because they're showing, you know, how to make banana smoothies and they're all doing it on their socials, on TikTok and whatever. Mm. And what's annoying about that is it makes me want to stop doing it.
Yeah.
You know, because I don't want to feel like I'm influenced. You don't want to be part of that vacuous...
Being influenced.
Yes.
Icky process.
It's awful. Mm. So... Do you have a smoothie in the morning?
I don't like smoothies. If I'm going to make anything, it will be an orange juice with carrot and ginger.
That's nice. I call that smoothies.
Yeah, it's a smoothie.
It's a juice.
I used to work with this German chef called Ilka.
Yeah.
And she used to go and get what she called schmoozies.
Really?
From the schmoozy place.
A schmoozy?
Yeah. Carrot, apple, ginger. It's what we all had.
Yeah, but that's not smoothie. That's a juice.
It's a juice.
It's got milk in it.
It's a smoothie. It's got yogurt in it.
Yogurt.
But I'm still calling, you know what I mean, like a mixed up juice.
A blended drink. A blended drink.
Sure. I'm calling that. That's what that, generically, that's a smoothie now.
What are you having then? What's yours?
Well, in the morning, I generally have always blueberries in there. Mm. A little bit of orange juice because you've got to have some sort of mixed drink in there.
Yeah.
Then I go for pineapple and mango because loads of fibre. Pineapple's a natural gut healer.
Sure.
I'll go with that. And then whatever else is kicking around, but I shove a banana in as well for the sausages. But every adult now in Britain has more than 80 bananas a year. That's a lot of bananas.
Not me.
Yeah.
Can't stand them.
Each UK adult has 80 bananas a year. It's what? It's 50 million of us. Adults.
That's crazy. Too many bananas. Aren't they really bad for you?
I don't know.
I don't know.
They've got potassium in there. I know if you eat 80, you'll die. But you're not going to do that every morning. Anyway, that's really annoying that they think influencers have influenced us on that one and they're getting credit for it. Next up, I don't know why it is, but wherever influencers go, I sort of feel it's sullied. Because then to sort of go there or enjoy it, you now feel like
you've been influenced.
You feel like you're a cliche. You just feel like you've been influenced. You say, no, I haven't been. I'm not copying anyone. I've been going here for years.
Mm.
How about this? In Notting Hill, people are now just painting their houses black. Do you know why?
Why?
To stop influencers climbing all over them. Because they used to have really nice greenhouses and red houses.
Yeah, they did.
Everyone used to paint them that pretty. They're just saying they're sick of influencers going up there because they think all the world is a sort of set for their vacuous antics.
Yeah, right, yeah.
As long as you see, whenever you watch, I don't know if you've seen Influencers in the Wild, which just shows footage of influencers there with their little team. A lot of influencers, particularly girls, have that guy there who's just really hoping one day to date them.
I think that is usually the boyfriend.
Yeah. No, they're not boyfriends, though. They want to be a boyfriend.
Do you think?
Yeah, they're never going out
with them.
It's
really funny seeing the guy who has to put up with all the things that she wants him to film during what's supposed to be a holiday.
And they run straight up and pinch to look at the picture.
Straight up.
No. I don't, because that doesn't look like me. I want a picture that doesn't look even more like me.
They're sort of like pests.
Yeah, they are.
There should be some kind of... You should be able to phone someone to get them removed.
They're parasites. You should be able to burn them off with a cigarette. Like a leech. They're leeches. Talentless leeches. Get this. Here's another one for influencers. So, the point is, build the conversation topic there.
Mm.
What have you seen? Where have you seen influencers congregating that sort of annoys you?
Yeah.
Don't just say Peggy Portion, that floral sort of coffee shop that had to shut down because no one actually goes in.
Right.
How about this? The death of Chic has been announced. Influencers have killed it.
Oh.
Vogue have announced it's the death knell of Chic. Vogue journalist Lauren O'Neill says, though chic in its purest form is subtle, found in the drape of a sleeve or a stray strand of hair, it's been diluted into more of a feeling. The magazine blamed social media posers for murdering the word, saying it was used too often to describe everyday thing like chic dirty martinis, chic pubs with gardens, and having hobbies. There we go. There's another thing they've killed.
Having hobbies is so chic.
It's so chic.
What a load of chic.
Oh, no, don't. Yeah, that's bull chic. Right. This is Park Life. This is different generation.
Yeah.
Different.
Yeah. Anyway, conversation topic there is, what do you still find pretty damn chic? We've got chicness, we've got your morning smoothie, and we've got the place you've seen influencers congregate that drives you mad.
Confidence is a preference for the habitual voyeur of what is known as... A morning suit can be avoided if you take a route straight through what is known as... John Scott Brewer's fruit, he gets intimidated by the dirty pigeons. They love a bit of him. Who's that gut lord marching? You should cut down on your pork life, mate. Get some exercise. Except on Wednesdays when I get rudely awakened by the dustman.
I put my trousers on, have a cup of tea, and I think about leaving the house. I feed the pigeons, I sometimes feed the sparrows too. It gives me a sense of enormous well-being. And then I'm happy for the rest of the day. Safe in the knowledge there will always be a bit of my heart devoted to it.
Royal Blood. Right on Radio X. Dan O'Connell's here, ladies and gentlemen. You right there, Dan?
Sup?
Yeah, you're sup, dog. Dan, we were talking earlier, because I keep seeing... Have you seen these sort of hairy crash helmets?
Yeah, I heard you talking about it on the school.
Have you seen them?
Yeah.
So what? You know the coup. What hairstyle are you getting? Obviously, you've got great hair anyway, but what would you get on the helmet?
I saw him the other day, actually, and I thought, I missed that. Pat Sharp's mullet.
He hasn't still got that, has
he? No, that's what I mean. I saw him in the building the other day. I think he was on Heart 80s.
Right.
And I thought, man, I wish he still had that mullet.
Yeah. It was iconic, wasn't it?
Yeah. Business at the front, party at the back.
Yeah. I don't use that phrase like that, because I thought that up, and it really annoys me that I don't ever get credit for it. And I can show you video documented evidence of it.
Is it?
Yes. It was on a chat show I used to on Channel 4 called Here's Johnny. I remember thinking it up. And it's on the documentary. And about 2 years later, someone said, hey, the sides say I'm serious. The back says, let's party. And I was like, oh, you watched the show? And they were going, no, I heard it from a mate. I'm thinking, I thought that up.
I got to say, I did once believe that I invented the word redonkulous.
I've never heard that word.
Redonkulous.
That is redonkulous. Yeah. Anyway, I did invent that phrase. It's not much of a legacy, but... Oh, no, I tell you what else I thought of. It's really annoyed me, because Peter Kay nicked it. If human beings weren't meant to eat animals, how come they're made of meat? And it really annoyed me. He just did it as a joke. I'm thinking, I just did that on The Big Breakfast 2 mornings ago. Sorry.
Let it go.
It doesn't matter.
Imitation. Sincere is a form of flattery.
No, but nicking people's property isn't. That's not flattered by that. Oh, some burglars just come in your house. I'm flattered. What you got?
Okay, we've got a special guest incoming, 7 o'clock. Shane Booz, aka Somba.
Big.
In the house from 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
19-year-old New Yorker. He's having it away right now.
He's having it away. He's on every station in the building just now.
He's a superstar. So we're going to speak to Shane Somba after 7 o'clock. And it's last request night as well, so you can get voting on ice.
Okay.
Story, please.
Make sure you ask him about where he sees himself in terms of how he's crossed over to everyone. Because he's crazy. He's on Capital, he's on us, he's on Heart, he's on everything. I mean, amazing to do that in this day of in this age of compartmentalism.
Mm. In fact, the last person I think was probably, and we don't play her anymore, but Billie Eilish.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
I just remember I got told off for saying it wrong.
Tell him who it is.
Eilish, not Irish.
No, it's not Irish. No.
The Grennans.
Don't mention the Grennans.
No, there's a few.
There's the Grennan. Tommy Grennan. We used to play them, didn't we?
We did own Capital have taken them over.
They took them from us and knocked them back.
We owned them.
The Grennans.
We haven't spoken enough about Mobland, but I got to go, apparently.
It's so bad, isn't it? The accents. My God! I've interviewed Pierce Brosnan loads of times. Each time he goes, I mean, there am I, Johnny, you know, I've just stepped in from the bogs of Ireland. I'm thinking, he can't do an Irish accent. God!
Johnny Vaughan's 4-7 thing.
Radio X.
Your bathroom is a venue where you sound most like a rock star. But if it's seen better days, it's time to speak to B&Q. With on-trend features, quality materials, and thoughtful designs, their latest collections make creating your own beautiful bathroom a breeze. From sinks to showers, paint to tiles, and lighting to flooring, you could win £1,000 to spend on shaping your own iconic bathroom with B&Q. Find out more and enter now at radiox.co.uk.
You might think that the most important thing for an electric car is to have the greatest possible range. But then you realise that you're only driving 23 miles a day. And that's the reality. Discover Dacia Spring, the new electric city car with all the range you need from only £14,995. No wonder it's won TopGear.com's Best EV Bargain Award. And if you purchase the Dacia Spring before June 30th, you get 0% APR representative and a £1,000 deposit contribution. Find out more at Dacia.co.uk. PCP, Mobilised Financial Services, T's and C's apply. 23 miles is average customer use based on internal source.
Managing your business is a big task. To then stay on top of the numbers as well, you're only human. That's why the Intuit QuickBooks AI-powered platform supports your business growth as the number one recommended cloud accounting software. Intuit QuickBooks. Based on a survey of 506 UK accounting professionals, verify at quickbooks.co.uk/verify.
Do you like the sound of work that has plenty of giggles? Where you'll build lifelong skills, as well as wobbly towers? Where you'll feel part of a team? Oh, I feel like that's easy. or even have the chance to lead one. Where every little thing you do makes a big difference.
Superstar, you did it!
Do something big. Work with small children. Search Early Years Careers to find out more.
Don't go. No one knows instruments like you do.
A sales assistant at Jen's music store is moving up north, so she needs to find a replacement. A musical whiz who hits all the right notes.
I bet you're going to miss this peace and quiet.
Indeed can help her find great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you post a sponsored job, you get a list of candidates whose CVs on Indeed match your description. To start hiring, visit indeed.com/try today.
I'm always up before the birds and the kids. Good thing Costa Express is always up too. Early starts are easier with great coffee. And if I grab one for Bob, I might even get some decent company. Large cappuccino for the bloke who's half asleep.
Oh, you legend. Now that's a proper coffee.
Should kick in just in time for you to remember which end of the screwdriver to use.
Costa Express. Quality coffee every time.
Johnny Vaughan.
It's got the spirit of an age, and yet it's distinct, Gav, and
yeah.
new.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the 4 till 7 thing. Here's what we learned today. the 4 till 7 thing is exclusive to Radio X. That's a promise, yeah?
Yeah.
You can't find us anywhere else. They're not...
That's it.
It's not a franchise that you can just, you know, we want to set up our own one.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
You know? This isn't Clarkson. Simon Littlehampton would have David Bowie labyrinth-style hair on his motorcycle helmet, despite the wind resistance. Kenneth Gorelick, a.k.a. Kenny G, started out in Barry White's horn section.
Yeah.
Christ alive.
I know.
Andy Murray was coaching Djokovic in tennis, whilst Djokovic was coaching Andy Murray in social skills. How did that work? Stevie Van Sant is called Miami Steve because he wore a Hawaiian shirt once. The rain's getting a bit Clint, heading eastwards.
Yeah.
Hey. Trump's got hair like Pat Butcher. Yeah. Let's all get Pat Butcher pictures when he visits in September.
Yeah.
If fiddle and accordion players dressed up as pirates is your thing, head to the Buller's Arms in Brixham tonight. And I keep getting Einstein confused with Des Lynam. Yeah, but you get that.
Yeah, all
thank
the time.
You so much, Sunta. Thank you, Gavin. Thank you, Harry. Thank you, Vinny. Most of all, as always, thanks to you for your stunning text you sent in. We're back tomorrow. We've got an amazing holiday we're going to be giving away, thanks to our friendly sponsors. So do tune in. It's going to be better than Nice, although Nice is very Nice. Dan O'Connell's up next. Beat you tomorrow.
Catch medicine ball. Catch yourself when you fall. You should be careful. Do you catch my drift? Cause what I really want to know is, can you catch these bits?
Tomorrow on the 4 till 7 phone. Right, next up then, let's do it. Somba is on the show tonight, a.k.a. Shane Boots. Looking forward to that. And we're doing Last Request as well. Stay there.
Radio X. You're planning a new bathroom, driveway, whole house rewiring, delete is appropriate, and you want it to be bang on, perfection, all that in a bag of chips, also delete is appropriate. You need the trusted trader professionals. Head to TrustedTrader.com and find reputable, reviewed tradespeople in your area who've all passed the Trusted Trader 15-point assessment. The cat's pyjamas. When it matters, trust a trader.
At Iceland and the Food Warehouse, 10 for 10 is back on all your frozen favourites. From Chicago Town deep dish pizzas to Bird's Eye crispy chicken dippers, Young's Chip Shop fish fillets, McCain quick chips and so much more. With savings up to £15 with this incredible deal, you won't want to miss out. So head to your nearest store. That's why we go to Iceland. Ends the 2nd of July, subject to availability. Details apply. See Iceland.co.uk for full terms.
What doing?
Washing machine's broken, Moose.
But squeaky.
Don't worry, we'll sort it. Your squeaky dog toy will be fine.
Okay.
He's just having a swim.
A swim?
Yeah, a leisurely swim.
Okay, no worries, squeaky.
Poor squeaky. When life doesn't go to plan, ClearScore can help with personalised loans and credit cards. Download for free now. ClearScore, best friend for your finances. 18 plus, T's and C's apply. ClearScore is a broker, not a lender. Representative APR 29.9%.
Find top-rated wellness products on Amazon, like these aromatherapy candles with 5-star reviews. I smell fantastic value. Or this essential oils massage set. Oh, that's better. Oops, drifted off. And this single-serve coffee machine, back in the room. Amazon, find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
We're a nation mad about pets. We bake birthday cakes for cats. Let dogs share our beds and even get tattoos of ferrets. Yes, ferrets. Now that's love. You do anything and everything for your pets. And at Pets at Home, so do we. Whether it's expert advice, veterinary care or grooming, more people trust us with their pets than anyone else. We're all for pets. To verify, visit petsathome.com/allforpets.
This isn't just a train seat.
It's saving money for the things you enjoy most. Get cheap train tickets to London, Liverpool and Birmingham.
Pay less, do more.
With London Northwestern Railway.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
The Radio X Evening Show.
With Dan O'Connell.
All right. Gosh, I'm excited about this one. We've got Somba on the show tonight. Shane Boo's in the house all the way from New York City. He's got a massive tune at the moment that we've been smashing for the past few weeks. In fact, I would say probably last few months now, because we were hot on that tune, Undressed. So Somba on the show. We're doing Last Request as well. You pick the playlist tonight. Currently voting on our Insta story for a White Stripes tune to wrap up the week. Our record of the week on the way very soon.